You're listening to CITR on 101.9 FM, airing from UBC Station here.
Hello, Danny. How are you?
I am, yeah, good.
So how's the weather? It's beautiful.
It's beautiful out, and this campus is hopping right now. I don't know exactly what's going on,
but
there's
a
bicycle. There's some bike race or something, but there's also a zillion students around for, I don't know, is it exam time?
Something, mashallah.
I feel so old, I have no idea.
This place is so packed.
I know.
I can't park even the car there.
Anyway, so if you're planning on heading down to UBC, keep that in mind. There's a lot going on and not much parking. All right, you've been listening to Shukshukta Radio with Worku, an hour of Amharic music. And this is CITR. I'm now transitioning into Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice. I'd love to hear from you today. The number is 822-2487. And hey, thanks for filling in for me last week again.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you, Worku. And thank you, all of you listeners out there, for tuning back in. We have returned, and today, an amazing hour of music, specifically music of Peru. So, specifically music from Peru, but also a lot of Creole music. And we'll talk about what that is exactly in the context of Peruvian music. But we are going to begin with a well-known trio called Embajadores Criollos. And stay tuned. I'm also going to let you know about a couple of cool events coming up in the city. So for now, I think we will just get right into the music. So this is Embajadores Criollos. This is a song called Alma, Corazón y Vida. You're listening to Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR on 101.9 FM.
Recuerdo aquella vez que yo te conocí. Recuerdo aquella tarde, pero no me acuerdo ni cómo te vi. Pero sí te diré que yo me enamoré de esos tus lindos ojos y tus labios rojos que no olvidaré. Pero sí te diré que yo me enamoré de esos tus lindos ojos y tus labios rojos que no olvidaré. Oye esta canción que lleva alma, corazón y vida. Estas tres cositas nada más del dolor.
Oh, isn't this beautiful? So a lot of the Creole music from Peru is actually surprisingly some form of waltz or another. So we've been listening to right now, this is Los Embajadores Criollos. They're a famous trio from Peru, also known as the Idols of the People. I'm trying to translate here from Spanish. Sounds a little bit literal, but this is Creole music from Peru. So like its geography, its cuisine, its various ethnicities, Peruvian music is extremely diverse. Much of Peru's music is derived from Andean, Andalusian, Spanish, and African roots. Modern Peruvian music and Amazon-influenced music is also common in Peru. So just a little bit of background here. The pre-Hispanic Andean musicians mostly used wind instruments, and they also used diverse membranophone instruments like the tiña, which is a hand drum, the huancar, instruments of very large dimensions, the pomatiñas, which is made of a puma skin, and the runatiñas, which is made of human skin. The runatiña was also used in battles as well. With the Spanish conquest, new instruments arrived like harps, guitars, lutes, etc. And due to these instruments, new crossbred Andean instruments appeared. These crossbred instruments are still used nowadays, like the Indian harp and the charango. The sounding box of the charango is actually made of an armadillo's shell. The cultural crossbreeding didn't limit itself to the context of indigenous and European cultures. Also, the African slaves' contribution was demonstrated in rhythms and percussion instruments. And this influence is visible in musical forms like festejo, zamacueca, etc. So actually what we are going to listen to a lot today, what I'm going to play for you, is a lot of the Afro-Peruvian music here. So it's commonly performed by duos of Creole guitars, as well as the cajon, which is the box, literally, it means box in Spanish. What you might recognize more commonly with flamenco music, it's the percussion instrument, the wooden box that's sat on and drummed with the hands, and often there's a couple of strings or nails on the inside to give it that rattling sound. So the cajon, cajita, and the peculiar instrument, the quijarro de burro, which is a dried donkey jaw with teeth that it's rattled. So examples of dances are the festejo and the lando, which are common to Afro-Peruvian communities of the southern coast. One of the most famous singers and composers of Afro-Peruvian music is Susana Baja, who won a Grammy Award in 2002. So that's just a little bit of background on Afro-Peruvian music. It's actually what you're listening to in the background here. Actually, Afro-Peruvian and also Creole. So Creole music, again, in Peru is Creole is always referring to some kind of mix. So we're talking about Andean, we're talking about Spanish, and we're talking about Afro strains of music and influences. So that's Creole music from Peru, has those three elements. And then whatever grows out of them, the new strains and the new rhythms that grow out of them. So again, right now you're listening to Embajadores Criollos in the background. Let's listen to another song here. They're so beautiful. You're listening to Cold Nodidi, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR. You're listening to music from Peru.
Yeah. has de vivir pensando en la maldad que conmigo cometiste. Ese daño tan cruel que me hiciste, mujer, no lo perdonaré. Me culpaste de algo que nunca cometí. Ese remordimiento no deja un momento que vivas en paz. Lamento haberte amado, desprecio aquel cariño y maldigo el momento en que te conocí. Víbora, ese nombre te han puesto porque en el alma llevas el veneno mortal. Porque en el alma llevas el veneno mortal de la calumnia y la maldad.
Con solo una calumnia pudiste llegar al fin de tu traición.
Que has de vivir pensando en la maldad que conmigo cometiste. Ese daño tan cruel que me hiciste, mujer, no lo perdonaré. Me culpaste de algo que nunca cometí. Ese remordimiento no deja un momento que vivas en paz. Lamento haberte amado, desprecio aquel cariño y maldigo el momento en que te conocí. Víbora, ese nombre te han puesto porque en el alma llevas el veneno mortal. Víbora, ese nombre te han puesto porque en el alma llevas el veneno mortal de la calumnia y la maldad.
Tengo una ilusión perdida.
En mi vida, yo no sé qué cosa quieres con mi amor. Si bien sabes que es una ilusión perdida la que llevas dentro de tu corazón. Si es verdad que yo te quise locamente, si es verdad que yo te amé con gran pasión, pero ahora carne propia mi alma siente el dolor que le diste en tu traición. Es por eso que te ruego que no pienses más en mí. Ya no quiero que me mires, ya no quiero que me beses. Me molestan tus caricias, me avergüenza todo lo que hablan de ti. Por eso ya deja libre mi camino, me fatiga tu presencia. Déjame vivir tranquilo, que cuando te miro me hace recordar de aquel ayer que fuimos tan felices. Yo no sé por qué te cruzas en mi vida. Yo no sé qué cosa quieres con mi amor. Si bien sabes que es una ilusión perdida la que llevas dentro de tu corazón. Si es verdad que yo te quise locamente, si es verdad que yo te amé con gran pasión, pero ahora en carne propia mi alma siente el dolor que le diste en tu traición. Es por
beso que te ruego que no pienses más en mí. Ya no quiero que me mires, ya no quiero que me beses. Me molestan tus caricias, me avergüenza todo lo que hablan de ti. Por eso ya, deja libre mi camino. Me fastidia tu presencia, déjame vivir tranquilo, que cuando te miro me hace recordar de aquel ayer.
So you're listening to Embajadores Criollos. You're listening to music from Peru. This is Creole music from Peru, and a lot of which is heavily Afro-Peruvian influenced here. You're listening to Col Noradí, Nomadic Voice, and thank you very much for tuning in. So the three tracks you just heard here, what you just heard is a beautiful waltz called Ilusión Perdida. Before, a song called Vívora. And the very first track we listened to was Alma, Corazón y Vida. So these beautiful waltzes. Seems kind of strange that Afro-Peruvian music will include or embrace the waltz. At least it does to me. The waltz is such a highly ornamented and stylized European style. But let's talk a little bit about this. So on the coast in Peru, the people and music are generally referred to as criollo, Creole. We find a myriad of rhythms and dances, some directly descending from Europe, such as the northern Spanish jota, to the Viennese waltz. There's a significant slave population brought to areas along the coast, and the presence of Neo-African cultural expression began to take shape by the 1700s. But the manifestation of the religious or spiritual characteristics was limited, if not completely dominated, by the Catholic Church, resulting in music that reflected a much more secular Creole culture. The genres that emerged during the colonial era included the Zamacueca, which later became the Marinera, which is a Peruvian dance that is very, very ornamented. In a sense, is reminiscent of certain aspects of flamenco by around 1900, and went on to inspire the creation of Argentina's Zamba and Chile's Cueca. As a courtship and pantomime dance, the marinera's popularity spread from the coast to the Andean regions, where it often was and still is interpreted by brass bands called the bandas. However, its traditional form is still the most popular, as is witnessed wherever Peruvians settle and engage in marinera dance contests. Other Creole forms include the tondero, the jarana, and the sobacón. And they all feature distinctive dances and elaborate poetry. After the 1950s, Afro-Peruvian or Creole music began to be recorded, and the instrumentation that emerged included the Spanish guitar, the cajon, which again is the wooden box drum that sat on and struck with the hands, the mule jawbone, as well. In northern Peru, gourd drums were also added to this ensemble. So let's go on and listen to a little bit more here. Of course, Eva Ayllón, one of the legendary singers of Afro-Peruvian music, composer, singer, again, one of Peru's foremost Afro-Peruvian musicians, one of the country's most enduring stars. I had the privilege of seeing her live in North Vancouver a few years ago, and she just put on such an explosive, exciting performance. Well, I'll let you know a little bit more about her after we listen to her. So just stay tuned. I'm going to play for you a few of her songs, and two of them are renditions of classical, or rather a traditional Afro-Peruvian folk songs. We're going to begin with Toro Mata. See what you think of this. You're listening to Col Noradí, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR.
Cuántas veces he tratado de cambiar mi vida.
One of the most famous folk songs in Peru, that was Toro Mata, which means the bull kills in Spanish. It's been recorded and developed by many different musical artists throughout its history. Again, it's a type of Peruvian music initially developed by black slaves in Cañete and Chincha, which are two areas, coastal areas, south of Lima. So over the years, it has become a popular anthem for Peru. A dance for this also developed, which mocks and parodies the stylized waltzes of the European conquistadores. It's a politically charged song and dance, and it developed as a reaction to the conquest of Peru by Spain. By the beginning of the 20th century, the song Toro Mata was fading from popularity, but it's again become popular due to the revival of Creole music in Peru, starting in the 50s. And again, with the huge help of legendary Creole Peruvian singers like Eva Ayllón. And that was the version you just heard, Eva Ayllón's version of Toro Mata. So along with her own, Susana Baca, Peru Negro, Lucila Campos, who you will hear very soon, they all have their own different versions of this very poignant song. So all have slight differences in content, though all center on a deadly bull. So that was Toro Mata. You're listening to Col Nordi, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR, and thank you so much for tuning in. Today's show is all about Peruvian music, all about sticking in Peru, but rather specifically focusing on Afro-Peruvian and Creole music here. You're listening to Eva Ayllón in the background here. Let's go on to another song of hers called Inga. This is another folk song that she has taken on herself and interpreted. See what you think of this. Enjoy.
Que no se quema, que no se quema, que no se quema, que no se quema. ya te has quedado.
I'm Penny Clark, president of the CITR Student Executive. Between March 7th and 11th, the UBC's Alma Mater Society will be holding a referendum. By voting yes, you will be supporting the continuation of the UPass and a new fee structure to improve AMS student services. This new fee structure includes a $1 increase for CITR and will protect our current funding in the future. With the additional dollar, we will launch a DJ training program, beat matching and spinning, and offer free DJs for your student events. CITR is committed to serving students and staying tuned to student needs. Between March 7th and 11th, vote yes in the AMS referendum.
Wow, that sounds like the Rocky soundtrack.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to CITR, of course. This is 101.9 FM. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice here. We've been just indulging in Peruvian music, specifically Creole music. So who you're just listening to, again, that's Eva Ayón, a legendary Afro-Peruvian singer and composer. For 30 years or so, she has been selling out theaters not only at home in Peru, where she can fill a stadium of 35,000 people or so, but also in North America. Again, I got to see her a few years ago. I forget where it was. Some amazing theater, actually, in North Van. Was it Centennial? I can't remember, but it was an unbelievable show. She is a very fiery performer. She focuses on the elegant and lively genres of the coastal plains of Lima, in particular, and she's known for singing the Lando, which Toromata, the song you heard a few minutes ago, is an example of a Lando, the Festejo and the Waltz, and all mestizo blends of Peru's indigenous African and Spanish musical heritage. The guitar recalls flamenco idioms one moment and alludes to Andean mountain music the next. The cajon translates African rhythms to Latin American. Call and response, complex syncopation, and polyrhythms combine with sweet melancholic melodies to create a sound unique to Peru's diverse ancestry. So again, Africans came to Peru as slaves in the 1500s, and Peru's population is so diverse that Ricardo Palma once wrote, "If you're not Inca, you are a Mandinga," implying that all Peruvians have some sort or another of indigenous or African blood, or both. In the 50s and 60s, a revival took place, bringing back the African-influenced styles of music and dance. And while it's not known which interpretations are authentic or reconstructions, Afro-Peruvian music as a whole has been embraced by all Peruvians and is a source of great pride. So, again, this has been Eva Ayón, and I mentioned that we'll also be listening to Lucila Campos, who also does a very well-known version of Toromata, although we will not listen to that today. And also Carmencita Lara. So two other legendary female singers carrying on the Afro-Peruvian culture through the music in Peru. So I mentioned that I'm also going to let you know about a very cool event kind of coming up in the nearish, distant-ish future, but something worth anticipating. So last night, sort of impulsively got to a very, very cool event at the Ukrainian Cultural Center, which was a really pretty amazing venue for live music. So it was Opa Dzupa, which was a celebration of Romani music. So there were five bands, all playing live Balkan and klezmer and gypsy music. It was awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So there, here we go. There was music and dance from Serbia, Romania, Macedonia, Russia, Bulgaria, with a band called The Underscore Orchestra from Portland, the Bucharest Drinking Team from Seattle, Lucky Sarcel and the Roma Swing Ensemble, who of course are local, Orchestar Silvovica from Vancouver as well, Roma Gri, also from here. And so this was produced and sort of facilitated by Caravan World Rhythms. They do some very, very cool things. So check out caravanbc.com. And so their next event that's sort of a continuation of last night is Eder Lezi, a celebration of the Balkan and Roma spring holiday. So this is with Gradina Balkan dancers, the Orchestar Slivovica, which is one of the bands that played last night. Orchestar Zirconium, listen to this, Seattle's brass and drum ensemble with songs from Roma brass, klezmer, Bollywood soundtrack, Ethiopian jazz, funk, and hip-hop. Then there's going to be also Brass Menadzeri, San Francisco's powerhouse brass band with songs of the Serbian, Macedonian, Greek, and Rajasthani Roma centered around wild rhythms, soulful vocals, and hot improvisations. You can't miss this. So this is the Trubachi Festival. Roma-style blazing trumpets, flugelhorns leading a full brass band in interpretations of traditional Balkan village folk tunes and 19th century Ottoman military marching music. So this is Friday, May 6th and Saturday, May 7th at the Russian Hall at 600 Campbell Avenue. That's in the Strathcona neighborhood. So write this down, mark your calendars. This is going to be a beautiful event. If you just heard that description of the music, you really can't miss this. So this is Eder Lezi, the 2011 Vancouver Trubachi Festival. And this is happening Friday, May 6th and Saturday, May 7th. For more information, check out caravanbc.com. Thank you for all of you who have called today and letting me know you're listening and loving the music. It's really always so nice to hear that. So again, you're listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice on CITR. Onwards with the music, because we don't have much time left. So this is Carmencita Lara with a song called Los Cuervos. Enjoy.
Cristo fue crucificado por la enfurecida plebe. ¿Qué puedo esperar yo, un pobre pecador de ingratos que nos hiere? Hoy siento una vez más que la bondad jamás se paga con franqueza. Esa es la realidad, la calumnia es el mal que todo ser ingrato deja. Hoy siento una vez más que la bondad jamás se paga con franqueza. Esa es la realidad, la calumnia es el mal que todo ser ingrato deja. Yo recogí muchos cuervos sucios, muertos de hambre, sin fe ni esperanza. Los bañé con mi confianza y les di bonanza por creer en ellos. Hoy los cuervos me han quitado mis ojos que un día los vieron con lástima. Los cuervos malos son, tienen la maldición de ser falsos e los cuervos me han quitado mis ojos que un día los vieron con lástima. Esa es la realidad, el que realiza un bien solo. muchos cuervos sucios, muertos de hambre, sin fe ni esperanza. Los bañé con mi confianza y les di bonanza por creer en ellos. Hoy los cuervos me han quitado mis ojos que un día los vieron con lástima. Los cuervos malos son, tienen la maldición de ser falsos e ingratos. Los cuervos me han quitado mis ojos que un día los vieron con lástima. Esa es la realidad, el que realiza un bien solo recibe un mal.
Was Lucila Campos, popular Peruvian singer known as the Brown Beauty. Born in Lima in 1938, she's also been called the Reina de las Polladas, the quintessential interpreter of Afro-Peruvian music. She began singing at a young age. Her first song was Peruanita Bonita, and she's best known for her songs Guaranguito and La Morena Trinidad, Toro Mata. Again, so you see, Toromata has been interpreted by so many of the black Afro-Peruvian singers here, including herself. In recent years, she has toured the U.S., including San Francisco, Atlanta, Virginia, Connecticut. She shared the stage with such luminaries as Celia Cruz in New York. And to date, she has made about 30 different albums. She's been an avid devotee of Afro-Peruvian music and culture as an ambassador, in a sense. So again, this is Lucila Campos, and that's that about her. So again, mid-1500s or so, Spanish conquistadors brought the slaves from Africa with them to Peru. And one of the many restrictions placed on these slaves was that they were not allowed to play or own instruments. In time, they began using the fruit boxes and dresser drawers as drums. This innovation became formally known as the cajon. Again, this is the large box. It's often used in flamenco. It was a central component in fusing African rhythms with Spanish music. After slavery was abolished in Peru in 1856, Afro-Peruvian culture slowly withered away. By the mid-1900s, the music, along with the other parts of the culture, had almost completely vanished. In the 60s, a small handful of black Peruvians in Chincha, which is a city just a few hours south of Lima on the coast, started a revival of sorts. And it quickly grew, and before long, the people of Peru were rediscovering this lost music. Today, Lima is the center of Afro-Peruvian music. So this is what we have been listening to today, mostly Peruvian music, Afro-Peruvian Creole music. So we'll just end off here with one more song of Lucila Campos here on Col Noradi, Nomadic Voice. Thank you so much for tuning in. And see you next week, same time, same place, 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM. And thank you for all your phone calls today. And have a beautiful week. Bye-bye. This is Lucila Campos on Col Noradi.
Olvida la promesa que hiciste. sepa.